Welcome back to 4AM Thoughts, where we'll be talking about Christmassy things, followed by an interview later. So, today's a Christmas episode, somewhat, 50-50. Let's see how it goes.
So, Christmas. Thoughts, opinions, feelings. What's up, you guys? What are you guys' opinions on Christmas?
I love Christmas because I get to see all my family and bake.
That's fun.
Oh my God.
Like, my thought is, why is it, like, shunned in the neighborhood if you don't put lights up?
You know what I mean? In the hood?
Like, my mom, we put up lights around the railing on our stairs, and then my mom was just like, we should put lights around the tree outside. Like, how are we gonna do that? Why do we need to do that?
Oh my God, speaking of, like, full send or no send towards Christmas, you guys would cry if you went to my house because just there's totes everywhere. Everywhere it's just lights. We have like a, it's just not good.
Oh, we have like three neighbors and we put up Christmas lights. My sister wanted to and they're pretty good.
It's good.
Did you guys ever like throw ornaments at you guys as like siblings? Like ever get into like a traditional play fight with your siblings?
I'm
like,
an only child.
What do you think? With your mom?
No.
Okay, Kaylee.
No, I haven't.
Okay, yeah. Well, you guys are missing out because it's a fun time. It really is because, like, you get scratched, you get bruised, and, like, at the end of the day, that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it?
Yes. I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't know about that. But what about thoughts? What's the worst Christmas song? I have a runner up. That one Mariah Carey one, just because it's every year.
I don't know. I feel like it just depends on the day. What am I feeling?
Just you have like a list every single day.
Well,
like,
I mean,
the
like
worst
it's
Christmas
like
songs.
If I'm listening to something, I'm like, you know, I don't like that today, but I may like it the next day.
True.
You
know, someone brought up Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, and I actually agree with that one, like, that being the worst one.
Why?
Because I don't like the thought of my grandma getting ran over by a reindeer. I don't know about you guys.
I don't.
Very bloody song.
Very violent. What about thoughts about wearing Christmas attire to work?
Full send or no send?
I think it should be fine. I mean, Christmas spirit.
True, yeah. What about, I know that Red Lobster has a lobster costume.
So where I work at, Red Lobster, my manager dresses up as, like, a lobster costume. And, like, I hope he'll dress like that for, like, Christmas Eve. I work on Christmas Eve. So, like,
if you don't get a photo,
I will make him put on the lobster, like, costume for me.
With the Santa hat?
Yes.
Wrap lights around him.
Come on, James.
Would you like to introduce yourself? You can just say whatever you'd like.
Yep. Hi, I'm Giselle. That's it.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi.
We'll start with the questions now.
Okay, so First off, if everyone were to be, like, incapable of lying, how would the world be different?
A lot of, like, ruined relationships, I guess. And
you think more relationships would get ruined?
Yeah, I feel like even, like, all kinds of relationships. It could be white lies, but it's going to come up as a lie.
Right.
Kind of, like, break someone's trust, I think. So, like,
incapable of lying.
Yeah. So,
like, you can't lie.
Yeah, so they'd be telling. Okay. I don't know. I'm pretty honest. I don't really lie, but I mean, if the world would be a better place. I don't know.
I agree, though, that, like, sorry.
I agree though that like a bunch of like relationships probably wouldn't work out if like everyone is like incapable of lying.
True. I mean, because sometimes, not like you have to, but sometimes it's better to.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, there's some things like...
There's some things that you should lie about. That, like, yeah. That sounds like morally incorrect, but like...
Or also, like, what about just simple things like presents? Then you wouldn't be able to, like, lie to your partner right. about, like, getting them, like, a present or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you get me this? Or, like, why don't you want to get it? And you'd be like, well, I already got it for you. Like, you can't...
Yeah, we're in the surprise for everything.
Yeah.
So I think little white lies are important.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from with that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Actually, really mind-blown.
Mind-blown. Wait, so when you first thought of the question, what did you think of?
I was thinking more like... I thought that the world might be a better place. I see with, like, the relationships being harder and stuff, but if people couldn't lie, like, even just, like, jobs, you could, like, prevent people from stealing more so. Especially at, like, my work, people steal a lot, and they just get away with it because we can't really do anything. And so I think it would just be interesting if you could be like, hey, did you... Hey, take that, and then they could be like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, but I feel like people would be more trustworthy. Mm-hmm. You couldn't lie. True.
More trustworthy, but at the expense of ruining relationships.
Yeah.
I don't think, honestly, then I don't think I would want to make people not be able to lie, just because.
On the other hand, though, I feel like there would be, like, a lot more fights and, like, conflict, because, like, everything's just out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's not going to be,
really honest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
I think, overall, we're fine how we are being able to
bend
a little bit of trees.
Yeah.
Support the lies.
Yes. Okay, the next question is, if you were resilient to physical harm, what are a couple things you would want to do?
Like, basically become a superhero, because I would be protecting people left and right who could defend themselves.
Yeah, but, like, is there any, like, activity that you're scared of doing right now?
Things.
But, like, if you were resilient to harm, that you would do? You know, like, would you go skydiving
without... Look, wouldn't that basically mean that, like, I couldn't die?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, well, if you maybe due to age, you could die, because that's not, like... harming you physically, but like
getting run over by a car is not gonna like
hurt you,
kill you.
Or if you did skydive without a parachute, you wouldn't die.
Yeah.
So
unless you ended in a body of water and you can't swim.
That's true.
That's true. But you
can swim, right? Even if you couldn't swim, you wouldn't be able to die, right? Because you can't drown if you can't get harmed. Right?
But you would be swallowing water into your lungs.
But you can't get harmed, right?
I don't know.
Did you say harm or physical harm? Or emotional harm? Because that would be way more
physical.
Okay.
Physical harm. It would just be physical.
Okay.
You could get in a lot of fights and not end up hurt.
Ooh, I like that one.
That is, yeah.
That's sad.
I'm afraid of heights, so I wouldn't necessarily, like, jump out of a plane or, like, bungee jumping or anything like that. I wouldn't really enjoy it. Even if you were a bad fighter, I feel like if nobody hurt you, it was, like, you're still gonna win.
Yeah. I could see that. For our next question, I came up with this one, but I was curious, what amount of money per month would it take for you to give up your mobile phone forever?
My phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Giselle.
How much money would it take for you to get per month to give up your phone?
A lot of fucking money. Well, like, I could still, I'd probably, instead of carrying my phone around, carry my computer around. Because I could do all the same things.
How much money?
This is my thought process, guys. I'm walking you through it. Okay. But it makes sense, doesn't it? To carry my computer around? Because
it's a loophole.
You can put it in your backpack and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, get, like, a cute little satchel.
Okay.
You could still have, like, Snapchat and Instagram on your computer, too, so you found a loophole. Yeah.
What about data, though?
About what?
What about data? Because, like, you need Wi-Fi for your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to, like, random places. Doesn't like Walmart and McDonald's have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, and like coffee shops too.
Yeah, they hang out there, have, you know, Zoom calls with my friends.
And they have like an Apple computer, and then you can FaceTime them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so...
hang on, you're not answering the question.
I know.
How much money?
How much? I don't know, maybe... Just in total, you said per month?
Yeah, per month.
As much as I could get. So.
No, you're picking the amount. You can pick the amount of how much money you get per month if you had to get rid of your phone. So, like, probably a million?
Yeah, like a billion.
Oh!
Giselle, how'd you become a billionaire? Oh.
I think so. I mean, whatever money they're willing to give me to give up my phone, if I can find other ways to, I would probably be going to people's houses to talk to them. Spend a lot more money on gas. So
that's good. You'll be a billionaire.
Yeah, you'll be a billionaire already after the first month. So it doesn't matter if you spend $40 on gas.
Yeah, and have like
what would you do with all that money?
Sub question.
Do you guys know what a BBL is?
No. Oh.
The surgery for
is your it school bottom. Appropriate?
Yes, it's appropriate. No, it's a surgery for your body. To make you like more hourglass. Because I don't want to work I just don't want to work out for it. So I would get that, and I would buy lots of clothes, and I'd give a lot of money to my family. Because if I'm rich, everyone's going to be rich with me. Because I could give them, like...
Would you want to get a big house, or would you want to, like, have a smaller house? Or would you want to still be in an apartment? If you had all that money.
I don't necessarily would want a big house, because I get scared really easily. And being alone is kind of bad. I would get a lot of dogs.
Ooh, an army of dogs. Yes.
I would. But like lots of clothes, lots of food, because it doesn't matter what I eat, because I can just get another surgery. I don't know. I also wouldn't want people to think that I'm rich.
Because
you become a target for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So
that's kind of scary. Or, like, on security systems and, like, protecting my belongings.
Probably you could have your own security guards.
Yeah, like a bodyguard.
If you trust them.
Oh, that's true. You could become your own bodyguard. You can hire somebody to be with you in your big house.
You can get guns.
That's a good turn.
Is it what?
We have some more questions for you, too.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
No, I'm chilling for, like, the whole day.
Okay. Next question. Would you choose to become more knowledgeable if it meant that you were, like, greatly unhappier?
So I'd be smart and sad or dumb and happy?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb, I guess.
I mean, you already have $1 billion, so...
Yeah, yeah, who needs education?
You could get that knowledge back. Maybe. That would work, right? Maybe.
Could I? How, what's the limit? How smart would I be?
Like,
probably just me.
I feel like it'd be like Einstein smart. Cause,
oh,
like,
if you could be really smart? Okay, if you're really smart, yeah, I'd be Einstein. But if you were just,
but what's,
like,
what's the cap of stupid that I'm going to be?
I would think just maybe, I don't know, at least have basic knowledge of things.
Yeah.
But,
like street smart.
So I like common sense.
What? No. She's,
yeah.
Dumb and happy.
Dumb.
Well, I'd say, like, common sense, yeah?
Yeah, common sense would be good.
But I feel like that ties into, like, ignorance is bliss, even though.
You'd be smart enough to graduate high school.
Oh.
That's good enough.
Works for me.
That's good.
I don't have to spend money on on college, even though I've got all the money in the world.
True. I mean, you could still go to college just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't gain anything, right? Because if I got smarter, then that means I would get smarter.
You gain the experience.
And friends.
Yeah, friends. Friends and the experience of going to college.
But if I try...
I mean, you already have $1 billion, so it's okay.
Yeah, also, I'm... Nobody could hurt me physically.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean, yeah, if we're tying all the questions
all
in.
Together, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. We have another question. If you could get a full 8 hours of sleep and yet still finish, like, simple tasks while sleeping, what would you want to get done?
Do things while I'm sleeping? What would I do?
Yeah. Like, what would you, yeah. Would you do homework?
I don't do homework now. I'm just kidding. Except that kind of. While I was, okay, productive things or just things I would do?
What would you do while you were sleeping? You could do things while sleeping. Oh, I mean, a good way to pass the time. You could get.
Oh, I love movies. You know that.
Yeah.
I watch.
You like rom-coms.
Every single time I go over to your house, I'm literally glued to the couch because... I don't know if she told you, but we almost binge watched 3 shows in like 3 days.
Oh,
we watched one day.
Yeah.
And we would be all there for hours.
Yeah, we got home from the store and we didn't have anything else to do. So yeah, mm-hmm. We just sat there and watched a show.
Yep. And then it turns out, like, we finished it.
Yeah.
They were only, like, one season show, so it wasn't, like, a ton. It was maybe, like,
hours. Yeah.
But that's still a long time.
You're making us sound like we're, like, binge watchers. That's all we do.
That's all I do. I watched a movie. Yeah. I just watch a ton of stuff. But it has to have, like, love in it. Yeah, that's yeah.
Are you a hopeless romantic?
Yes. I want to find my true soulmate, and we're going to live happily ever after. If he doesn't cheat on me.
And a castle with your $1 billion?
Yeah, I'll provide for him, if he's okay with that. As you should. Well, like, some guys, you know, they're like, I have to pay for everything. And I don't like people paying for me. So, like, I like to do it for them. It brings me happiness.
That's nice.
And, well, I've stopped talking to a couple guys because they don't like that. Or I know that they didn't like it. And it made me weird, didn't
you? You know what, Giselle? You are a strong, independent woman. You don't need those men, okay? You can, like, beat them up if you want to.
Yeah, you because you don't feel physical pain, so you can beat them up.
Yeah, I will. I'll bury them 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, one last question. Mm-hmm. If you could be invisible, but it would mean being permanently invisible, would you want to be and why?
No.
Okay, because why wouldn't you want
to? I hate being ignored by other people and, or, like, I had this one roommate, and she just pretended I wasn't there. Like, I would say something to her, and she would literally act like I did not say anything, and she will look at me and just, like, walk away. And it, like, hurt me. I didn't like her. But yeah, I was, yeah, like, so I wouldn't want to feel like, I don't know, and I also don't want to be a creep just watching people without them knowing that I'm watching them.
Just the voice. Just a voice.
Yeah. Wait, could they hear me or they just couldn't see me? Also,
they couldn't see you.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck about, or sorry, I wouldn't care about my appearance, which I love getting ready. Like, that's something I enjoy. Like, I'm going to get ready after this. After we hang out and stuff, I'm going to take a shower because of this. And I'm going to get ready and stuff. But, like, I want people to appreciate what I look like. Or also, like,
right.
Yes, love my heart, whatever, but also, like, I don't know. I get sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No, I wouldn't want to be invisible. And also, I don't find any benefits of, like, listening to other people's conversations or them not knowing that I'm there, because, like, well, if they're talking bad about me, I don't want to know that.
You can always, like, tie bells to your toes. Just walk around.
Or you can wear clothing.
Oh, yes, you could. But if you're invisible, yeah, would your clothes be invisible, too?
I feel like if you're invisible permanently, then yeah.
Oh, just walking around naked? You know what I mean? Like,
No, if you're invisible permanently, then your clothes would be invisible too. So it's fine.
Okay, this reminds me of Harry Potter.
True.
Right? Yeah. Is that the one with the cloak?
You could always, would you want to be invisible and it feels like there's a blanket on you all the time? Or do you just want
to watch? Blanket? Where did this come from?
Harry Potter!
Oh, I would watch Harry Potter if you couldn't tell. I apologize.
No, I've only seen a little bit of it. That's what I remember.
Just a blanket. That's all you, just a blanket. Just the blanket. That's it.
Well, I like the idea of, like, it only being temporary, like, being invisible and stuff. The permanent thing is what got me. I wouldn't.
Would you rather have the invisibility cloak, or would you want to have, like, a pill to take to be invisible? And there could be, like, different durations of, like, this is one's, like, 10 minutes, this one's 30, this one's an hour.
Unless I don't realize the time and I'm, like, in someone's room or just, like, listening on a conversation. Don't make it weird!
if I was around someone and I was invisible currently and I had taken a pill that was only lasting an hour and I didn't realize that I only had like 30 seconds left before I wasn't invisible again. And once it turned off or whatever, once I was visible again and the other person saw me, that would be really freaking awkward.
Does that make sense?
No, okay. A room. Not, I didn't say a bedroom. I said a room. I know your minds are going to know. No, if I was... Do you know what I mean? If it just, like, if it wore off and then I was like, oh, crap, I'm not supposed to be right here.
In the living room. I can't be... I can't be here right now.
Okay.
I get what you. Yep.
Do you?
I feel like if you had the pills, you would have to set a timer, or like have like a little watch that would come with it to be like you give an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Use it wisely.
Also with invisible.
Also, like, what if you were in like a dangerous situation and like you were invisible and you were dying and no one could help you?
Right.
Right. Like, maybe they could hear you, but, like...
Luckily, it's up in 30 seconds.
What? I feel like a grandma. Sometimes when I feel like I can't hear you, I'm, like, this close to the camera.
Well, we're not... Right. It's just the audio that we're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Are you using all the same questions for your interviewers or interviewees?
No, we get different ones. I don't know. I'm trying to think. How are we going to end this? Because we can't.
The outro?
No, because.
Have a point.
Thank you, Giselle, so much for, coming to this Zoom meeting for this great interview that we did with you.
Yeah, it was fun. This is my first podcast ever, guys. This is so cool.
But it's a first time experience for us doing a Zoom interview, so
I'm glad that you fun. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had fun.
Hey, Night Owls, your host Sophia had a very Merry Christmas and Happy 2021. I personally hope that 2021 is better than 2020, and we'll see you in the next episode.